how can you make one guitar sound like about five? That was amazing. Coming over to join us now is Benjamin Bassford, who is a singer-songwriter. That sounded, how come that sounded like there was about three people playing? How'd you get that sound?
Well, thanks. I don't know. I appreciate that, though.
Yeah,
if it sounds like more than one, I must be doing something
that
right.
So. I've never heard that song before. I really like that. That's a beautiful song.
Thank you very much.
Is that why you picked it? Is it a very old song?
It is, yeah. You know, like the Robert Johnson stuff for a while, but you know, as I sort of got more into other things that were going off, I sort of got quite influenced by Kelly Joe Phelps and sort of some of the way he does stuff, and that song just kind of stood out, and I wanted to do something by Robert Johnson that was a bit of a Kelly Joe Phelps twist to it. Obviously, I don't play like him, but it's sort of my take on sort of the way he's gone with quite a lot of songs. And I don't think he's touring at the moment. I think he's taking time off.
Yeah,
he's still about. I don't know
and
if he's still writing.
American.
He's American, yeah.
Yeah. Is there a difference between sort of the blues writers of the UK and America, or is it pretty same?
That's a good question. I think it's context. I think it depends how people do it. I think most of the people that I've met write from either experience or from, you know, sort of taking influence from what they've listened to. So I think it comes a lot from that. But then also, you know, you can only talk about so much if you've got a perspective or an understanding on it. So I think it's kind of comes from that. And that's probably where the differences are. You know, I don't think there's going to be many American songwriters talking about a trip on the A1M. So
a bit of supporting for Joe Harmon as well.
I did. I supported Joe Harmon at Sedgefield Blues Club. It was fun. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. That was the day I finished my last exam at university. So I finished my last exam, my dance exam, on that day, and then was excused very nicely by the lecturers from packing down, so I could just jump in the car, and I quickly got a shower and we jumped in the car and went to Sedgefield, and yeah, it was a lot of fun.
How old are you now?
I'm 22.
Were you 19 when you came in? Came to see you live, and you did a live set in a local pub here, and it was absolutely brilliant. And the songs you were playing and the emotion you put into the songs, and being 19 as well, it just sounded like an old soul trapped in a young person's body.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did you get into playing the blues, and why was that something that you wanted to do rather than pop or R&B?
Partly from, I've been quite lucky with the family, because a lot of my family were into music, so there's always been a lot of music about the house, whether it was at my house with my dad and my mum, or if it was like my grandparents and things like that. So there's always been music about, and there was always, my dad was into sort of blues roots and sort of rock, so there was always those sort of things lingering in the background. Mm. And I started playing drums, and I played drums in metal bands, really. And I was useless. I think we weren't very good, but it was fun. So when I sort of stopped playing in bands and I decided I was going to sort of have a go at acoustic stuff, when I picked it up, I was listening to a lot of sort of like Irish folk and sort of punk folk and things like that. So I followed that route and going to sort of folk clubs and things like that to just try and play a few songs here and there. I sort of picked stuff up along the way, until eventually I kind of stumbled into what I wanted to do. And that kind of happened while I was at uni. I really started to find, you know, sort of the blues roots. American folk stuff was the sort of stuff that I was really interested in. And that's where it kind of sort of started from there, I suppose.
And what about the guitar? How old were you when you sort of picked up the guitar, your dad's guitar?
It's about 16, I think. Because I picked it up while I was going into sixth form and started to learn it sort of while I was in sixth form. And then it was at uni when that's when everything sort of came together, and I decided I quite like this, and that's what I want to go and play more blues rather than just fumbling about as I was.
So what did you do at uni? What have you just finished?
I did theatre and performance.
Oh, right. And dance?
Yes.
So what sort of dancing did you do?
What is it was contemporary. Yeah, it was. We did lots of stuff at uni. So contemporary dance and acting to performance and performance art, live art and things like that. So that's what we were looking into. So that was just one of the modules. I'm currently releasing a load of singles. So Hellhound on My Trail is one that I've just released, and I'll do Trouble in Mind next, because I've just released that as well. So I'm just releasing a load of singles, and it's going to be for a collection that I'm referring to as the Down Home Recordings. They're recorded with the same guy I recorded Songs from the Blue Door with, but yeah. We did it in his living room on the sofa, and you know, just sort of made it very, what you hear is what you get. And it is kind of like, hopefully the recordings come across as kind of like sort of seeing me just sort of play in the living room.
So it's one take, there's no sort of drop-ins or anything like
pretty
that.
Pretty much, that's it. It's just, yeah, it's just a take and that's it. And then, you know, left it clean like I like it left. So, you know, and we worked on that together. So we've got seven of those coming out over the course of the rest of this year, and they'll be released, and hopefully working towards releasing a full album at some point in the near future. But